oppression throughout history. We can do it. We've done it as human beings throughout time. And I think now there's more than ever, like, well, maybe not more than ever, but now we have the whole world is watching what's happening here as well. So, and I've gotten messages from people all over the world who are just like really grateful to see the, the resistance here in the United States.
Well, thank you so much, Patrick and Valley. Great to have you on. Maybe we'll have you on again. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Paul.
Okay. And one last thought. Please contact me through KBOO website, kbo.fm, Wednesday Talk Radio. Follow the prompts if you have anything going on in the community in Portland that you want to talk about. Thanks for running the board, Ty. I got to get out of here. Bye, everybody.
You're listening to KBOO Portland 90.7 FM. The time is 9 a.m.
This is KBOO Portland.
Thank you for tuning in to KBOO Community Radio during this special programming campaign, All Thrills, No Frills, Volume 4. Now through April, you will hear different marathons and series, all brought to you by our fantastic programmers, including specials for Black History Month and International Women's Day. If you'd like to check out our specials, go to kboo.fm/ATNF4.
Hi, this is Kendall Boyson, professional life and recovery coach, and you're listening to Encouragementology, the practice of instilling hope.
Hi there. Thanks for joining me. On this show, we are turning dreams into reality as we take action to live our best lives. Have you ever caught yourself saying, "One day I'm going to," or "I wish I could," only to let time slip by without taking action? Maybe you've dreamed of starting your own business, writing a book, switching careers, or finally diving into that passion project you can't stop thinking about. But somehow, between responsibilities, self-doubt, and the comfort of routine, those dreams get placed on the back burner. And the longer they sit, the easier it is to convince yourself that now just isn't the right time. But let's be real. If we wait for the perfect time, we might be waiting forever. So what's really holding us back? Is it fear? Lack of direction? The security of staying where we are, even if it isn't fulfilling? Today, we're going to uncover the real reasons we stall on our dreams, and most importantly, how to break through the hesitation and take action. Because here's the truth. The difference between "I wish" and "I did" is action. And that doesn't mean making a drastic leap overnight. It means taking one small, intentional step in the right direction. Whether you're looking to reinvent your career, start a side hustle for joy rather than money, or simply make progress towards something you love, this episode is for you. Let's talk about the power of forward motion. Break out of the predictable patterns that keep us stuck and create a real, scalable plan to move from dreaming to doing. It's time to get up and get going. Before we can talk about how to take action, we need to understand why we don't. Because let's be honest, if simply having a dream was enough to make it happen, we'd all be living our best lives by now. But there are real psychological and emotional roadblocks that keep us stuck in the wishing phase instead of moving into the doing phase. Like fear of failure. What if I try and it doesn't work? This is one of the biggest reasons people hesitate to take action. We worry that if we put ourselves out there and it doesn't work, we'll feel embarrassed, disappointed, or like we wasted our time. But let's flip that thought. What if you try and it does work? What if instead of failure, you gain experience and resilience and new opportunities that you never even imagined? The truth is, failure isn't the opposite of success. It's part of the journey to success. Sometimes we have a fear of success, like what if it works and everything changes? Surprisingly, some people fear success just as much as failure. This is known as the Jonah complex, where deep down we're scared of the responsibilities, expectations, or lifestyle shifts that come with achieving our goals. We might wonder, will I actually be able to handle it? What if success takes me out of my comfort zone? But staying small out of fear of what might happen is no way to live. Instead, imagine how your life could change for the better when you start saying yes to your potential. Maybe you have comfort in the routine. Like, I've done this for so long, I don't know how to do anything else. If you've been in the same role, industry, or routine for years, stepping outside of that can feel overwhelming. You might think, I wouldn't even know where to start, or I'm too old, or it's too late to change now. But growth doesn't require you to throw away everything you've built. It simply means opening yourself up to new possibilities. You don't have to have all the answers. You just have to be willing to take the first step. Maybe you're struggling with the lack of a clear plan. I don't know what to do first. Sometimes dreams feel too big or abstract, making them hard to act on. If your goal is just, I want to start a business or I want to write a book, it's easy to get stuck because that's just too broad. Instead, you need to break it down into smaller, actionable steps. What's the first thing you need to do? Research? Find a mentor? Take a class? When we chunk big goals into manageable pieces, they feel less intimidating and more achievable. Maybe you have the I don't have time excuse. Yes, life is busy. It is for everyone. Between work, family, and daily responsibilities, finding extra time can feel impossible. But the truth is, we make time for what's important to us. If you can carve out even 15 to 30 minutes a day to work towards your dream, whether that's brainstorming ideas, networking with others, or just practicing a skill, you're already further along than you were yesterday. Progress doesn't have to be dramatic, it just has to be consistent. Your dreams deserve more than someday. Recognizing these barriers is really the first step to overcoming them. None of these reasons are real stop signs. They're just mental roadblocks that can be moved with the right mindset and action plan. From the start, I had entrepreneurial aspirations. Not really sure why that is. I didn't come from a family of entrepreneurs. My father was a professor and my mother a stay-at-home mother, but as early as I can remember, I was creating opportunity. Not everything was a moneymaker or even successful, but that wasn't really the most exciting part for me. It was the idea that turned into action. I saw opportunity everywhere. Funny story. For instance, my neighbors were out of town and we had a big storm in my neighborhood. This took down a very large tree in their backyard. After an initial inspection, I decided it would be cool to give the neighborhood children a tour for a small entrance fee. After coming up with some compelling and elaborate stories about each nook and cranny of the falling tree, we gave tours all day and made enough money to walk downtown and treat ourselves with some goodies. Now, I realize there's a time and place for any genius idea, so I'm not suggesting checking the Weather Channel for the next big storm, but I tell this story to say, what can you engineer from just a creative thought? Let's take a moment for some real self-reflection. Grab a pen and paper or open your notes app and jot down your answers to these questions. Number one, what is a dream or passion you've been putting off? Think about something you've always wanted to do but haven't pursued it yet. Number two, what fears or doubts have been holding you back? Be honest with yourself. Acknowledge any fear of failure, fear of success, or comfort in routine that's keeping you from taking action. Number three, what small step can you take this week toward that dream? Identify a manageable action that moves you closer to your goal, whether it's just researching, networking, or dedicating time to your passion. Reflecting on these questions can help you understand what's holding you back and help you to move forward. What if the real reason you're not chasing your dreams isn't fear of failure, but fear of change? Let's meet Bryn from Bryn on the Road, who explores how our deepest anxieties aren't about falling short, but about stepping into the unknown and letting go of the familiar. Bryn said, "I still remember that day. We just finished our Christmas holidays. It was the first week back at work, a Tuesday morning, January 11th, 2011, 9:06 a.m., not to be specific or anything. I walked into my boss's office and asked if I could have a minute. We sat down and I just told her, 'I'm going to leave this year. I think by April or May, I'll be gone.' She could see my decision was pretty concrete and didn't bother trying to change my mind. 'Well, thank you for letting me know. What are you going to do?' Funny thing was, I didn't actually know. Travel was at the top of my list, but I still had thoughts of maybe finding a new job overseas, volunteering, or maybe going back to study. I was still weighing all my options. But I walked out of my boss's office that morning feeling really good, confident. I knew this was the right thing to do. In a lot of the emails I get, people use the word brave. Oh, you are so brave to quit your career like that. How brave of you to leave all that work behind and travel the world. I wish I could be brave like you. But braveness was never part of the picture. I wasn't lying in bed thinking, 'Come on, be brave, Brendan. Just quit.' It was a relatively easy decision. I didn't like quit my job. I quit. And I don't think it was my job in particular that I hated. It was the whole idea of a job. I'm pretty sure if I had worked in any other accounting firm in any other country on the planet, I would have hated it just the same. Quitting, then, had nothing to do with braveness. Braveness is only required when you're afraid. I wasn't afraid of quitting. I was afraid of staying. How could I wake up every morning, be totally unexcited about every single thing I was going to do that day, spend 8 hours doing it, spend 2 hours sitting in traffic, sleep too little, wake up the next day knowing this was going to be my life for the next 35 years, and not be afraid. That terrified me. Staying was a lot scarier than quitting. One thing many of you don't know is I wasn't actually allowed to quit my job back then. When you go through a chartered accounting program, there are a lot of fees. You have a membership fee, application fee, exam fees. I had just completed my qualifying year. Workshops, tests, a big 6-hour qualifying exam, which cost around $5,000. The company covered it, but also made me sign a 12-month bond. At the time, I still had 6 months left, but I couldn't stay there any longer. I handed in my resignation and agreed to pay them back. I ended up paying my boss $2,500 to let me quit. She chopped it right off my final paycheck. $2,500. Poof. But for me, that was worth every cent. $2,500 or 6 months of my life. I'll take life. Sometimes I wonder if I'm really seeing things so differently than everyone else. Maybe I'm just more impatient than them, or intolerant, entitled. I don't know. It baffles me how people can spend decades in careers they don't like. Why can't we see that it's a prison? You have to wake up at a certain time each day or you get in trouble. You have to show up on time or you'll get in trouble. You have to do work you don't like every day or you'll get in trouble. You have to eat lunch when your boss tells you to or you'll get in trouble. You can't go on holiday or you'll get in trouble. You have to say the right things or you'll get in trouble. You have to wear the same clothes as everyone else or you'll get in trouble. I guess you at least get to choose the color sometimes. And for all your trouble, you get paid just enough so you can afford a roof and food and a car to get you to the office and back. Then, if you wait your turn and stay in line and smile, you might get a day off every 10 years, rewarded for good behavior. We all have somewhere else we'd rather be, so why aren't we there? For some reason, we'd rather stay in prison. But the real crazy thing is, we can leave. We can leave anytime we want, but we stay. We show up again on Monday, and we stay. Why do we stay? We're all afraid of what's outside the box. But we can't be afraid forever. We owe ourselves something better. All these other things we want to do, we owe it to ourselves to at least try. Maybe you want to open a surf shop, so go on, open it up. Go bankrupt in 3 days, great. Now go back to prison. At least you tried. Did you ever get told that as a kid? It doesn't matter if you don't win, as long as you tried your best. That still applies as an adult. Try your best. Staying in the job you don't like because you're scared, that's not trying your best. Opening a bankrupt surf shop, much closer to trying your best than sitting in a cubicle thinking about it. And you know what? Even if it was a crappy surf shop, you can still try again and do better next time. I'm sure you got told that one too. We tend to live in a world of scarcity. I'm not sure why we do this, because the world is abundant in everything we'll ever need. Go to the supermarket. Look at all the food. Take a guess at how many years it would take you to eat every single thing in that supermarket. 5? 10? And that's just one supermarket out of hundreds of millions on the planet. How is it possible to starve in a world with so much food? Think about how many dollars are out there. How many trillions upon trillions of dollars are floating around? You don't need trillions. You only need like 50 bucks a day. Out of all those bazillions of dollars in the world, you only need like 1 or 2 million and you'd be set for life. Then people worry about jobs all the time. What if I can't get another job? Do you know how many jobs are out there? I'll tell you exactly how many. A lot. You don't need a lot. You just need one. In a world of abundance, quitting your job isn't scary. It's only scary because you focus on the negative. You focus on the scarcity. What if you focused on the positive? Instead of visualizing yourself opening up a bankrupt surf shop, envision yourself opening a good one. Maybe not even a good one, just an okay one. Might even turn a profit. Then your profit gets bigger and you need to hire employees. Then you hire someone to manage it for you while you go on holiday. Where are you going on holiday? I don't know, Morocco? You go surfing in Morocco and you realize there's no surf shop there. Maybe you can open one. You open one. You rent out all of your boards on the first day. You need to buy more. You call the manager at your shop back home. Give him a pay raise on the spot and tell him to manage the shop for 6 months. You're staying in Morocco. 5 years later, you have surf shops in California, New Zealand, Morocco, Australia, Portugal. Your business has expanded to include hostels and tours. You're thinking about opening in Norway next or Denmark. Maybe Denmark. Someone told you they have really good hot dogs in Denmark. Days after your Denmark shop opens, a big tourism conglomerate offers to buy your company for $3 million. You decline. You want $8 million. They say, sure, we'll give you $8 million. You sell and get married to a sexy Moroccan and open up a mint tea shop in the middle of Casablanca. Why can't you envision that? Why is that impossible? In a world of abundance, quitting your job is not scary. Not giving yourself the chance to get your mint tea shop ending, that's scary. Sitting there at 75 thinking, man, what if I just tried to open that surf shop when I was 31? That's terrifying. Maybe your surf shop does do miserably and you go begging for your job back. I agree, that doesn't sound like fun. But is that really what you're afraid of? You're staying in your cubicle because you're afraid you might fail and end up in a cubicle? In the English language, I believe that's what we call an excuse. Maybe what you're afraid of is the success. Maybe you're scared of being more successful than you ever imagined. Your mega insane surf shops means that you now have to be an employer. You have to hire an accountant and a lawyer and worry about your customers smacking themselves in the face with their boards and suing you. You have to negotiate multi-million dollar deals with big companies and learn how to register companies in foreign countries and pay taxes in 5 different currencies and actually make decisions that affect other people's lives. People often say they're afraid of failure. That's why they stay in the cubicle. But what they're really afraid of is the success. That's why they stay in the cubicle. I love his outlook. And maybe you don't quit your job today, but you can definitely look at it differently. You can definitely open up your mind to the possibilities and see if fear is really playing a part in why you aren't making the move that you want to make. Have you ever heard of Deepak Chopra? He's a prolific author of over 50 books with 13 bestsellers on mind, body, health, quantum mechanics, spirituality, and peace, a global force in the field of human empowerment. Chopra suggests that admitting we don't know what the future holds can be liberating, allowing us to take that first step towards our goal without being paralyzed by the unknown. By embracing the adventure and seeing where life leads, we can overcome the fears that are holding us back. So Deepak was asked, I have this big dream that I want to fulfill, but the thing is, I'm terrified. Fear is what's holding me back. I love what I want to do, but at the same time, I procrastinate to avoid the huge anxiety, which always leaves me in the same place. So I don't really know what to do. This is my purpose. My heart is in this dream. But if I keep procrastinating, I'm never going to actually achieve it. What should I do? His response. Your fear is telling you that if you act, then you will fail or be judged harshly in some way. So you believe you're saving yourself the pain of failure and rejection by avoiding action. The fact is, you don't know what the future will be, and your fear is lying to you by telling you that it does know the future. That in itself should be enough to show you that fear is never a reliable guide, especially when it comes to pursuing your dreams. Secondly, consider the anxiety, discomfort, and emotional turmoil this present state of fear keeps you in. It hasn't spared you from pain at all. Instead of helping you avoid potential future pain, it has actually put you in present agitation and paralysis. That also shows you that listening to fear is always bad advice. Admit that you don't truly know what your path forward will be, but you know for certain what your present is and will continue to be as long as you are guided by fear. Go ahead and act with the understanding that it's okay to admit you don't know the future. Begin your adventure and see what your life unfolds. All right, now that we've identified the barriers holding us back, it's time to do something about it. Because let's be real, knowing we're stuck is only helpful if we use that awareness to take action. So if you've been sitting on an idea, waiting for the right time or the perfect plan, consider this your sign that the best time to start is now. You don't need a full roadmap. You just need to take the first step. Let's break it down into real doable actions that will get you moving forward. Number one, reframe your mindset. Start before you're ready. One of the biggest misconceptions about success is that people wait until they feel ready to take action. But the truth is, no one ever feels 100% ready. If you're waiting for the perfect moment, the perfect plan, perfect skill set, you'll be waiting forever. Instead of asking, "Am I ready?" ask, "What's one small step I can take today?" Progress isn't about perfection. It's about momentum. Number two, make it small and manageable. A dream like starting a business or changing careers can feel massive and overwhelming. Instead, break it down into micro steps. If you want to start a blog, your first step isn't writing 50 posts. It's actually choosing a topic. If you're thinking about changing your career, your first step isn't quitting your job. It's researching options or taking an online class. Do you have a creative project in mind? Your first step wouldn't be to finish it. It's setting aside 15 minutes to brainstorm. When you shrink a big goal into bite-sized steps, it suddenly feels possible. Number three, schedule it. Like, actually put it on your calendar. We all have that thing we say we want to do, but never actually make time for it. If your dream matters, it deserves a spot on your schedule, just like a work meeting, a doctor's appointment, or laundry day. Pick a specific time, not just some day, to work on it. Even if it's just 20 minutes a week, consistent action adds up faster than waiting for a free weekend that never comes. Number four, get comfortable with imperfect action. If you struggle over overthinking or perfectionism, this one is for you. You don't need a flawless plan to start. You just need to start. The first attempt won't be perfect, and that's okay. Messy action is better than no action. The more you do, the more you learn, adjust, and improve along the way. Number 5, surround yourself with the right people. Ever notice how being around driven, motivated people make you feel motivated? Find a community that supports your goals, whether that's an online group, a local meetup, or just a few friends who hold you accountable. Surrounding yourself with people who get it can be the boost you need to keep going. The bottom line is, take the first step today. The hardest part of the journey is the beginning, but the longer you wait, the further away your dream stays. So here's your challenge. Choose one action, no matter how small, that moves you closer to your goal, and commit to it today. Because the difference between someday and success isn't luck, talent, or timing. It's taking the first step. If you want to share Encouragementology with a friend who needs to know they're not alone in this journey of self-discovery, you can visit encouragementology.com or anywhere you stream your content to receive this episode and all others. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram for additional encouragement throughout the week. So I challenge you, stop waiting for the right time and take the first bold step toward your dream today. Trust yourself. Embrace the excitement of the unknown and start creating the life you've been dreaming about, because the only thing standing between you and your future is action. I know you can do it. Thank you for listening to Encouragementology with Kendall Boyson, where we find positive ways to handle some of life's challenges.